Mensa? You probably don't know what Mensa is. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, we had a guy on the show who was Mensa. Chad was Mensa.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Chad was in Mensa. Okay, so you had to learn what Mensa was because we had a guy on the show that was in Mensa. So, yeah, Mensa is for people that have an IQ over, I think it's over 140, 130, 140, something like that. So the people that are the smartest people on the planet are in Mensa, which is a very specific organization just for the super smart people. And there's a specific test that you take, and you take the test depending on your age. You know, like if you're a kid, there's a kid test, a kid Mensa test. If you're older, there's an older person Mensa test. So the latest Mensa member is also the youngest Mensa member ever. She is 2 years old.
No.
She is two. She's
no.
Almost three. Yep. And she is in Mensa. And let me tell you something. You as a parent will totally appreciate. You'll understand immediately how friggin' smart this kid is.
We want to introduce you to a local little genius named Cash Quest. She is two, going on three, with the IQ of 146. The average IQ in the United States is about 100. Cash
was
recently accepted into Mensa, the largest and oldest high IQ society in the world, making her the youngest in American Mensa.
This is some serious eyebrow she's got there.
Asia was this. Europe was this.
Cash Quest is definitely not your average toddler.
Tell me the three branches of government first.
And yes, he is. He's just so.
Hey.
Anthony didn't know that.
She looks like she's five. She does not look two.
She's two.
I think they're lying about her age.
No.
Already they're lying about her age.
I started to notice her memory was really great, and she just picked up things really fast, and she was really interested in learning.
What's this?
Why?
What's this?
X.
17, 18 months.
Oh, you knew it was an X, Anthony? Alphabet, that's good.
Numbers, colors,
you knew that was a P?
And shapes. So that's when we were kind of like, okay, you know, she's learning really fast. So it was a cross between what are we doing at home versus what is it that's attracting her to memorize and grasp all these concepts.
Two.
Huh?
Four.
Can also identify all 50 states
Wisconsin.
By shape and location on a map.
Mississippi.
She's learning Spanish. Knows over 50 signs in sign language.
Please.
Knows how to count.
I know one.
100.
100.
Can identify elements on the periodic
Anthony
table
can't count
by
to 100.
Their symbols.
Phosphorus.
And is even learning to read.
Blue and yellow. Make me.
I know how
imagine,
to read. Red,
this
see.
Genius busy. Isn't
yeah, but you
easy.
Don't know the elements on the chart.
I actually come from an educational background in terms of career. So we were also in limbo trying to find a daycare or preschool that actually catered to what she was able to do.
Yeah, you got to homeschool that kid. There's no school for her.
She teaches 12 kids.
Yeah, and when you meet with your friends, you're like, oh, my daughter's amazing. She's brilliant. I guarantee, yeah, she's brilliant. Right.
And gets to spend time with Cash.
Book.
It's just
she's in the Mensa.
To parent differently.
Book.
I think
we're
all given children with different abilities and different, you know, temperaments and things like that. And if anything, I think it's taught us just.
Is she adorable?
So
how did she vote?
Able to communicate with her.
Do you doesn't vote. That says that you're an idiot.
Two-year-old boy.
Said I voted. Who'd you vote for?
Yeah, it wasn't a voting sticker.
Treat her like a, like, I don't know.
It said I voted.
At the end of the day, she is also.
Oh, look, she's topless.
Two.
Yeah. She's
so
two.
She's that toddler stage, so she very well much is a still a normal two-year-old where, you know, we have negotiations, we have tantrums. The way we communicate with her, it has to be different because she's able to understand just a little bit more.
And not sitting still, which is the classic sign of a two-year-old.
Exactly, yes.
Sujit says it's important to let Cash lead the way.
I think one of the biggest things with me and her dad are making sure she has a childhood and we don't force anything on her too early.
They were smart to name her Cash.
Her pace, and we want to just make
she's
sure
make
she
some.
Is useful.
She's going to bring in the money, this
be.
Kid.
Hi, thank you.
She's super smart.
I mean, she's so cute.
Okay.
That was great. Okay, I don't
so
just
cute,
need to hear these
that stuck
two
out to me about
bitches.
That whole piece is, did you see
they're not
the
Mensa. They're not. They're no
I don't need
Mensa
the stupid
chicks.
Bitches talking about it afterwards. No. But the thing that was interesting about the whole thing, I thought, is you saw no technology whatsoever. The kid didn't have an iPhone, not an iPad. Everything she was doing was on note cards. She wasn't flipping through, you know, on an app or anything. I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, I can make a fight that you and I are better than Menza.
We are?
Yeah, you and I, we're smarter than Menza. If she's 146, we got to be like 160. Because we had a guy in Menza working for us.
Right.
That makes us brilliant.
Better than Menza.
I hired him.
Right. You were smart enough to hire the Menza guy. Wait, the Menza guy was not even in a position where he could hire us. He needed to be hired. And guess what? Right now, he's unemployed.
And he was only part-time.
Right.
And I hired him to come in and help us. And so if there was a totem pole, he was on the bottom.
Way bottom. Yeah.
Right. And he was Menza. So that means we are highly intelligent.
Better than Menza.
Uh-huh. So I'm not impressed by this little girl at all.
Well, okay. He was like 30. She's 2. You should be impressed with her because she's only 2. Because when she's his age, she'll probably be making all the decisions.
She better be, because when she's 30, this story's going to come back and haunt her. If you're answering our phones and you were this girl on the show, yeah, we're going to make fun of you.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, if you're in Mensa, don't be answering our phones.